At a dinner this evening, New York University honors 7 former students who were suspended 60 years ago. They were known as the Bates 7 because they championed the cause of Leonard Bates, the star fullback on the NYU football team. Bates was black, and in 1940, when NYU traveled to play Missouri, the school left Bates at home, adhering to a form of passive discrimination evidently known among college athletic departments then as a gentleman's agreement. If a southern school didn't permit blacks to play for them, then a visiting northern school would bench its black players. Later that academic year, a basketball player and 2 runners on the track team were treated similarly, and again there were protests. In the spring of 1941, the Bates 7 were suspended. Gene Bornstein, now Gene Bornstein Azulay, is one of the Bates 7 who will be acknowledged this evening. She says that at the time of the protests, civil rights issues were very much on the minds of students.
You know, this was the time of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and civil liberties and the Fair Employment Practice Commission. There was also an anti-lynch bill in Congress. There were many, many civil rights bills, which I don't at this moment recall, you know, in Congress. And some of us had this passion for civil liberties.
And how was it that the 7 of you got suspended?
Gradually, there was this build-up. We got press publicity, and gradually it built up, and we were, actually, there were 7 of us in the cafeteria petitioning, which had always been a right at NYU, which is a general American right.
Now, this was not just about Bates and the football team, but also about the basketball player members of the track
relay team. It was in March, you know, at the beginning of the track season. So we noticed that people were taking down names of people who were writing. And so a couple of us went to the dean and complained. And he announced that 7 of us were suspended.
For petitioning in the cafeteria?
Yes, illegal petitioning at the university campus, which had been the rite of passage for everybody, I think.
Well, how long were you suspended for?
3 months.
3 months. Did that interrupt your getting a degree?
Well, I went to summer school. Mm-hmm. It interrupted a couple of people getting into med school. Most of us graduated from NYU. And then I went back for my senior year and then went to graduate school there for 2 years.
At NYU?
At NYU before I had my family.
Well, it's 60 years later.
Yes.
And I gather you're all to be if not given an apology,
A tribute, I think they call it. You know, somebody's going to say nice words about us.
And how does that feel?
Oh, it's about time.
You know, a university spokesman was quoted as saying that they weren't going to go so far as to apologize because they really couldn't put themselves in the shoes of university administrators back in 1941 and make the decisions in the same climate then. What do you think about that?
You know, at this point in my life and in our lives, I am just glad that they recognize that there was this terrible discrimination back 60 years ago. I think most of us have known that we did something that we had to do, and we passionately believed in it. So that I can't say that it's a vindication at all. I'm just glad that the history is being brought up, and that people of today, and particularly the young people of today, this will give them some knowledge of civil rights and the history of civil rights in the United States.
Gene Bornstein Azulay, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert Siegel.
Ms. Azulay will be recognized tonight at New York University for having stood up for black athletes who were not allowed to compete for NYU against certain schools. And by the way, NYU, playing without Leonard Bates, lost that 1940 football game to the University of Missouri.